Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Monday, April 12th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. IDC says MSPs aren't going back to pre-pandemic. Man plots to blow up the internet, and Amazon's union issues take another step. This is the Business of Tech. IDC has a seemingly bold statement. The MSP market will never return to its pre-COVID-19 ways of doing business. That's from Stuart Wilson, Research Director, European Partner Ecosystems. Quoting Channel Futures, "The most important point is to accept we are never going back to how things were pre-COVID-19, he said. The economic situation and the competitive MSP landscape will encourage customers to renegotiate prices, Wilson said. MSPs will see customers asking for new, more favorable contract conditions." Gartner, meanwhile, has a major revision to their growth forecast for 2021, up to 8.4% growth in 2021. Device spending leads the way, followed by enterprise software, IT services, data center systems, and communication services. This is a significant revision from the numbers released just 3 months ago. Now, why do we care? I love a good analyst bold statement and try to make them myself. This one is a bit of an obvious one. Of course things aren't going back to the way they were. Now, I do care because of the outcome. Customers asking for new, more favorable contract conditions. Couple that with ever-continued spending and you get more pressure to deliver and deliver on business outcomes. The analyst doesn't go into detail on those conditions, so I'll add my take. It's about more flexibility to the terms, and it will be more about how success is measured. Those are obvious statements based on what we've covered prior. It just doesn't make it any less important. In the physical security matters category, FBI agents in Texas have arrested a man for an alleged plot to blow up an Amazon data center in Virginia, per Vice. His reason? To take down the internet. Quoting the article, according to the Department of Justice, federal authorities learned of Pendley's plot after one of his friends warned them. Pendley was allegedly active on MyMilitia.com, a website where extremists gather to socialize and plot, where feds say he boasted about his plans. The source told the FBI that Mr. Pendley allegedly stated he planned to use C4 plastic explosives to attack prominent tech companies' data centers in an attempt to kill about 70% of the internet, the DOJ said. Notably, the attack would not have killed 70% of the internet. Why do we care? It's the interaction with the FBI I care most about. Sure, I'll acknowledge physical security and could have commented more on that. Instead, it's about working with law enforcement. Increasingly, each security story I cover talks about how the court or law enforcement was involved. I continue to believe that for IT services companies, a growing portion of responsibility is management and interaction with both law enforcement and with legal compliance. So much so that it's likely becoming a role within an organization of any size. Not assuming that even large IT integrators have fully considered this as a part of the deliverable. Many have a legal team, but are they part of the process? Are they part of the service offering? This seems like the new expertise required. I wanted to cover this to follow up on the thread of stories. Amazon workers in the Bessemer, Alabama plant did not achieve the required vote to form a union. The result, while still unofficial, indicates not enough support for the measure. The retail, wholesale, and department store union has already challenged the results and is on track to file an unfair labor practice charge against Amazon. Now, why do we care? This isn't done, that's why we care. I think it's a mistake to expect this to have ended, and I suspect we will hear more and more about labor in IT. It covered unions in the white-collar portion of IT, and a tier 2. Progress and change aren't linear, and instead meander around. This is just a step along the way, and that's the reason to track the changes. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. Back again tomorrow.